Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon-only show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bard Lee, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take on the card. Any aspect of the card is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experience playing the card. Especially this episode, don't expect the greatest analysis. Today's card is going to be from the Sylvan Starter, and it is Sylvan Refugee. I'm providing the negative side, and Shellen is providing the positive side. The randomizer has decided Shellen is going to go first, and he will also read you this card.
Okay, so the Sylvan Refugee is a one-cost spirit ally with a stat line of 2 willpower, 0 attack, 0 defense, and 1 hit point. They are a Sylvan and now a Scout. And they have a forced effect that says, after a character leaves play, discard Sylvan Refugee from play. So it's important to preface this, the pro that I think on this, is that I think this is pretty much only playable in solo, like true solo, or maybe two player if you know for sure what your friend is doing. But I really do kind of enjoy the risk-reward gameplay that they provide. You know, it's very, very cheap willpower, 1 for 2. Even if you only have it in play for 1 or 2 rounds, it was probably worth that cost for you. But I don't know. It's just fun knowing that you've got something on the table where you can just have part of your questing force taken out if something goes wrong. I think it's a clever design space that maybe hasn't quite been explored enough for my liking to have this sort of precarious balance. Like, if your deck is going to fail because you've still been refugees left play, you've built a bad deck. But maybe you fail questing this one time because, you know, something terrible happened, or, you know, your friend decided to play Sneak Attack Gandalf. And I think that adds some just drama to the gameplay a little bit. I also love that it got the Scout trait. I don't really know thematically how that works well here, but anything that helps out a scouting party deck, which is in my top 5 decks that seem fun but don't really work that well, so this is a great ally to slot in that deck now too.
I have to say, I was pretty surprised when we got the starters and this had a added trait to it, because this was not a card I would have ever expected to get an added trait to. Like, Dane getting Noble, I thought was
makes sense,
not surprising. But this one, I was just like, wow. And I do think it added value to it, because there just aren't enough characters in the game with that, because that's a later developed trait. So some of the earlier cards that should have it don't have it. Like, I think Northern Tracker doesn't have it, and that seems like a Scout card for sure. So the more cards getting it, I think, is good.
Yeah, so what is the one bad thing about this card, if there's only one?
Okay, so Shellen, I think you did a pretty good job putting together an argument, trying to make people have a change of heart about this card. But, you know, I won't back down from this fight here. I'm going to give people a little bit of breakdown as to why I don't particularly like this card. Because, you know, between you and me, I do have some insider knowledge of this card. I have played it a good amount, actually. In non-Sylvan decks, so I really have this good knowledge of why, without a shadow of doubt, this card is just, it's not good, okay? And, I mean, the big problem of this card is that it's got the fortitude of a bunch of wildflowers in the wind. You know, just, it's so easy for it to just fall over, go away, and it's not always even, like, your fault. You know, maybe you'll play 1 or 2 of these, and then, you know, maybe you're playing solo, and you just don't know how it feels to have a treachery or a shadow come out that makes you discard an ally, and then you lose this ally, and if you've played more than one, you've potentially lost 2 of these, and it's just like, you're set back to square one, because suddenly you go from having the 2 to 4 willpower, you know, in this scenario, to having 0, and you just continually just will hit walls over and over and over again in your quest because you're just not able to actually build and sustain a board. And I know, like, you know, depending on you, it could just be a thing where you're okay with it because you're like, I got 4 turns of value out of this guy. It's okay if I lose him. It'll be fine because I got good usage. But, you know, for me, a lot of times, I'm just looking at this card and I think to myself, just like, every time I see it in my collection, I'm like, you're so bad. It just, every time I've played you, I've not had fun because it just blows my game up a lot of times. And I tried this really, really hard in a solo deck where I had a super defender and I wouldn't lose allies. I didn't play Gandalf. But even then, I realized it was just time to move on from this card. Pay the extra resource for 2 cost, 2 willpower spirit ally. And honestly, the thing is, the more and more you play this card, you're going to be stuck trying to get wins. And waiting to get wins is really just, it's the hardest part of playing sometimes, Sheldon, you know?
Yeah.
The way it is. No, yeah.
I tend to agree probably with you on this one. And where she came out in the card pool, it was nice to have a super cheap Sylvan that you could do Sylvan things with. But now that we've got, you know, Galleon, who's in the same sphere, but just functions even better. It's tough. It's tough to look at this. Now, do you put her into play before you discard Kaldara ever? Since I know you play a lot of Kaldara decks. Have you ever done that?
She never gets even close to making the side, the initial cut. She's not even anywhere near it. No. So a lot of times it's like, you want to play expensive allies in that deck because it's like, oh, if I get 3 Sylvan Trackers, like, oh, she got me 3 resources of allies. Cool.
Yeah.
No, you want to play like
that deck. It just, the picture of putting it in and realizing the mistake you've made was funny enough that I was hoping that maybe it happened at one point in your life.
No, I could, especially in the old version where she could bring herself back over and over again, it would have been horrible. I could see it in a modern one. You could make an argument, especially if you have like Spirit Dane and Jubair, because then it's like, okay, I have 2 good defenders. And if you play with the Unexpected Courage and stuff, it's like, okay, I'm not really losing anybody. I could see her going in, but even then, boy, there's a lot more allies you'd think you'd put in first, especially with only 1 hit point.
Definitely. But so, yeah, scouting party, player and scouting party deck. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, try her. She could be fun in that deck. I think no surprise, neither of us will have tried her in that deck because as of recording, that deck has been in people's hands for about a week and a half. So like we've had time to really build and try a scouting deck with her. It's not going to have happened yet. So maybe the listeners will have better success. So with that said, you guys can vote on who you thought made a better argument. And if you actually understood my argument as well, and we'll see everybody on the next episode.